We started in, on this project utilizing SAR for winds and waves in typhoons a little bit almost 2 years ago. And so we had to go through quite a bit of rapid development and changes to get algorithms and capabilities set up in a sort of semi-automated way. And while obviously not everything worked during the experiment, nevertheless, as you will see, we have collected a phenomenal amount of data that we're now processing, and you will see in the next few talks of what our results are and where we have gotten to this point, and clearly there's more work ahead, and also the capability of doing things in a more automated way will also start getting better. I mean, there are a lot of challenges there. We had a mobile station from the Air Force in Taiwan, in Japan, sorry. Unfortunately, they could do very little because as the season started and we were out there deploying the buoys, Typhoon Dianmu headed right to Okinawa where they were sitting, so they had to close down everything. So they couldn't be operating. And then they also had some communications problems from their side to help us. So a lot of things we didn't plan, you know, didn't quite work. And essentially they were almost paralyzed because every typhoon, the early ones, headed right to Okinawa or close by where they could not operate. And they had to put things to a standstill and dismantle it. So there are some other challenges, you know, most of you didn't know, but nevertheless, I think we made a lot of progress and you'll see this in the next few talks. So I just want to give you a little heads up on this. Thanks.
All right, our first talk.